This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Condoleezza Rice is speaking this morning at a Senate confirmation hearing on her nomination to serve as Secretary of State. In opening remarks, Condoleezza Rice said she would work to improve ties with U.S. allies.
We must use American diplomacy to help create a balance of power in the world that favors freedom. The time for diplomacy is now.
Condoleezza Rice speaking this morning at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Her confirmation is all but certain, but she is expected to face tough questions about the Bush administration's foreign policy. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins me now. What has Condoleezza Rice said so far in her opening remarks?
Well, she did talk about strengthening alliances, reaching out to old allies, which is something that this committee in particular has been concerned about. She also said she would work with members of this Congress to build a strong bipartisan consensus behind U.S. foreign policy. And that's been one of the interesting things, this split between Congress and the White House on foreign policy. You mentioned Iraq, for instance, has been a very difficult issue. Members of this committee have been quite critical of the Bush administration's policy on Iraq, and that's likely to be a dominant theme as they get into the questioning today.
Well, what do you expect there?
Well, we already heard a little bit. Joseph Biden, the ranking Democrat from Delaware, he said the time for diplomacy is long overdue, while Condoleezza Rice said the time is now. He said we're in a less secure position than we should be in the world, and all the threats we face, terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, disease, none can be solved through America's soldiers. He talked about how he wants Condoleezza Rice to level with Americans and not give answers like Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz, who says things like it's unknowable. He was highly critical of him today. But he said Iraq is going to be an overwhelming issue, and that's going to be a question that is raised throughout the day.
Let's talk for a moment about the influence Condoleezza Rice has on President Bush's foreign policy. They're very close.
Yes, as you know, she was advising him during his first presidential campaign on foreign policy, and she became his national security advisor and has been for the past 4 years. What's not known is exactly how much what her advice was to him privately and how well she was able to balance out all of these big players in this administration. Many foreign policy observers have criticized her, in fact, for not managing this interagency process very well when you have a very influential vice president, Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld over at the Defense Department, and Colin Powell at the State Department. So it'll be interesting to see how she emerges into this new role as Secretary of State.
She will, of course, replace Colin Powell as head of the State Department. Do you foresee differences there over at State?
Well, one of the big differences, of course, is her close relationship with the president, which Powell did not have. That was something when she was introduced today by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. She mentioned that, about how important this close relationship has been. So that will be interesting. The management style will be quite different. I mean, Condoleezza Rice was provost of Stanford. That was where her management skills were, whereas Colin Powell was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So he had this military management style that was really well-liked at the State Department. And people at the State Department have told me they're really going to miss that about him. Condoleezza Rice talked about today how she really wants to tap into the resources at the State Department. That's obviously something the people there will like to hear.
And those confirmation hearings scheduled to go through tomorrow. Thanks very much, NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.